From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Ray. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies of 3325 and 4750 kilohertz. And our website in www.voinews.id.
Here's news first, the headlines. Government striving to continue Sukarno's legacy, said President Joko Widodo. Digital economy finance key to sustainable, inclusive growth, said Bank Indonesia. And first Thai parliament meeting after May election set for July 3rd. And now news and details. The first news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, as observed on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Saturday, has emphasized that his government is striving to continue and develop the great ideas conceived by Indonesia's founder and first president Sukarno for the nation. At the 2023 Bung Karno Month commemoration event at Gelora Bung Karno main stadium in Jakarta, he said that marking the birth anniversary of Sukarno, who was born in June, is not merely meant to assemble or celebrate, but to reiterate the commitment to implementing his teaching on nation building among the people. President Joko Widodo then called upon citizens to develop Indonesia into a great nation and a lighthouse that shines its brilliance upon the world. The next news. Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia, Filianingsih Hendarta, has said that digital economy and finance have become vital for achieving sustainable and inclusive economic growth. Inclusive digital economy and finance acceleration will result in equal access to economic opportunities and participation. If managed well, she believes digital innovation can become a new source of prosperity. Speaking at the Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion symposium on Saturday, she said Indonesia's potential to derive benefits from digitalization is very vast. Considering that the nation has the fourth largest number of internet users in the world, the potential of digitalization may be achieved through electricity, internet data, high-speed internet, and smartphones that are more equally distributed, accessible, and affordable. The next news. Ministry focusing on energy FOLU sectors for emission reduction. The Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry stated that energy and forestry and other land uses sectors have the largest potential to be tapped into for emission reduction until 2030. Deputy Minister for Environment and Forestry Alwi Dohong stated during Indonesia Net Zero Summit 2023 in Jakarta Saturday that the government is engaged in the forestry, energy, industrial process, and product use, waste, and agriculture sectors to reduce emission. Of the five sectors, forestry and energy are the largest sectors in which emission reduction efforts would be centered in order to reach the nationally determined contribution target. Dohong elaborated, for the forestry sector, 60% or 500 m-ton CO2, equivalent of greenhouse gas emission, should be slashed down, whereas in the energy sector, the reduction should reach 358 m-ton CO2 equivalent, both of which are targeted until 2030. The next news. 3 killed in the last Russian airstrikes on Ukraine. At least 3 people were killed in Kyiv early on Saturday. After Russia unleashed its latest overnight airstrikes on Ukraine, Ukrainian officials said Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko said missiles had targeted at least 5 regions across the country. Ukraine military said air defenses had destroyed 41 out of 51 cruise missiles, as well as 2 drones launched by Russia in the assault. Officials in the southern east region of Dnipropetrovsk said 8 people were wounded and several buildings were destroyed in attacks there. The next news. Suicide bomber in southern West Pakistan kills 1 police and wounded 5 others. A suicide bomber struck in southwestern Pakistan on Saturday, killing at least 1 police and wounding 5 others in an attempt to target paramilitary convoy, an official said. Authorities recovered the remains of a female bomber following the explosion in southwestern city of Turbat, said Bashir Ahmed, a top administrative officer. Ahmed said the bomber had targeted a convoy of the paramilitary frontier corps, but the main thrusts of the blast hit a police vehicle. He said a frontier corps vehicle was slightly damaged and a female police officer was among the wounded. No one immediately claimed responsibility, but similar attacks in the past were claimed by Baluch separatist group. The next news, the latest on the Titan submersible tragedy and what's next in the investigation. The around-the-clock search for the missing Titan submersible engrossed the world for days. But after news of the catastrophic implosion that killed the pilot and his 4 passengers near the Titanic shipwreck, investigators are focusing on how it happened and if it could have been prevented. Deep sea robots will continue searching the North Atlantic seafloor for clues. Investigators in Canada are looking at the Titan's Canadian-flagged support ship. U.S. authorities are looking into other aspects of the tragedy. The Titan, owned by undersea exploration company OceanGate Expeditions, had been chronicling the Titanic's decay and the underwater ecosystem around sunken ocean liner in yearly voyages since 2021. And the last news, first Thai parliament meeting after May elections set for July 3rd. Thailand's newly elected lawmakers will meet for the first time in a parliamentary session on July 3rd. A royal decree published on the official Royal Gazette website said on Saturday, the decree sets motion for the formation of a new government following the general election in May, with the vote to elect a new prime minister likely to be held in July. The country's election commission on Monday certified the winners of all 500 seats of the lower house, which must convene within early July to elect a speaker and 2 deputies. The speaker will then call for a joint session of parliament between the elected lower house and the appointed Senate to vote on a new prime minister. And that was the end of the news.
This week's spotlight is on Indonesia officially enters the era of endemic COVID-19. President Joko Widodo officially announced the revocation of the COVID-19 pandemic status in Indonesia on Wednesday, June the 21st. With that, currently Indonesia is declared to be entering an endemic period. In connection with the revocation of the pandemic status, the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, said Thursday the task force for handling COVID-19 was automatically disbanded following President Joko Widodo's revocation of the pandemic status. Thus, the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery was also disbanded. He explained the budget given to the committee on an effort to restore the economy was returned to the state revenue and expenditure budget. Meanwhile, the spokesperson for the COVID-19 handling task force, Wiko Adhisasmito, stated that the actual conditions of the current COVID-19 cases were sufficient to become the basis for determining endemic conditions in Indonesia. According to him, when compared to current conditions, the average daily addition of positive cases from January to June 2023 was only 533 positive cases. That number fell by 97% more than the peak of the second wave. Meanwhile, the daily death case indicator was reported to have decreased significantly by more than 94% when compared to the peak wave period of Omicron and Delta. Regarding preparation steps to face the challenges of COVID in the future, the Indonesian Doctors Association proposed 4 pillars, namely surveillance, information, access, and service to the government as an effort to prevent, control, and long-term management of COVID-19. Chairperson of the Indonesian Doctors Association Executive Board COVID-19 Task Force, Erlina Burhan, explained that the first pillar is to continue adequate and collaborative surveillance, such as surveillance of daily cases, hospitalizations, deaths, and the development of COVID-19 mutations from time to time at various strategic points, such as airports and seaports. The second pillar is precise, accurate, and easy to understand health information for the public. The third pillar is guaranteed access to vaccines, personal protective equipment, medicine, and oxygen for health workers and groups at high risk of suffering from severe COVID-19, such as the elderly, people with chronic illnesses, and people who are immunosuppressed. Meanwhile, the fourth pillar is prime and alert health services, which can be realized by guaranteeing the availability of COVID-19 examinations, services, and care throughout Indonesia. That was this week's Spotlight. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
I start today in history with June 25, 1936, the birth of B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, who was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936, was the third president of the Republic of Indonesia. He succeeded Suharto, who resigned from the presidency on May 21, 1998. Habibie had worked for an airline based in Hamburg, Germany, reaching the pinnacle of his career as a vice president for technology. In 1973, he returned to Indonesia at the request of President Suharto. Habibie then served as Minister of State for Research and Technology from 1978 to March 1998. Turning to June 25, 1938, the Indonesian Language Congress. The Indonesian Language Congress is a five-year routine meeting held by the government and practitioners of Indonesian language and literature to discuss Indonesian and its development. This congress was first held from June 25 to 28, 1938 in Solo. At first, the Congress was held to commemorate the Youth Pledge Day, which occurred in 1928. Then it was not only to commemorate the Youth Pledge Day, but also to discuss the development of Indonesian language and literature and plans for its development. And today in history with June 25, 1950, the Korean War begins. The Korean War is a conflict between North Korea and South Korea that occurred since June 25, 1950, when North Korean troops carried out an infiltration by crossing the 38-degree north latitude borderline under the careful strategic plan. This was ended on July 27, 1953, when the United States, the People's Republic of China, and North Korea signed an armistice agreement. South Korean president at the time, Chiang Man-rae, refused to sign it, but promised to honor the ceasefire agreement. That was today in history.
Listener, in this segment, Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener, wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Peter Muller in Duisburg, Germany. He was listening to German programs on April 9th, 2023 through audio streaming. Hello, Mr. Muller. Thank you for your reception report. This year, VOI again holds the international quiz. If you are interested in participating in the quiz, you can write an essay in one of foreign languages which are broadcasted by VOI. So, we are waiting for your participation in the VOI international quiz. Well, Mr. Peter Muller, here is a beautiful song for you. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and 4750 kHz. And also through our website in www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Special Olympics International, offers Indonesia to host the 2027 Special Olympic World Games. Special Olympic International, or SOI, offered Indonesia to host the 2027 Special Olympic World Games, and this offer was conveyed directly by SOI Chief Operating Officer Lu Loria to Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, who was present at the invitation of the Special Olympics International in Berlin, Germany, Wednesday. The offer from Special Olympic International was welcomed by Minister Dito Aryo Tejo and will be reported to President Joko Widodo after the implementation of the Special Olympic World Games 2023 in Berlin, which closed today, June the 25th. According to Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, the offer to host the Special Olympic World Games was based on Special Olympic International observations of the development of inclusivity in Indonesia. Apart from that, another consideration is Indonesia's success in organizing a number of grand multi-event sporting events. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo also said that after Germany represented Europe, the International Special Olympic Committee considered Indonesia fit to represent Asia-Pacific. It was also added that the requirements regarding Special Olympic World Games implementation facilities had been fulfilled by Indonesia, as it had held several large-scale international sporting events and multi-events such as the SEA Games, Asian Games, Asian Para Games, and having Olympic standard venues. Indonesia has participated 9 times in organizing the Special Olympic World Games. The first time it took place in Minnesota, Minneapolis, USA in 1991. Regarding Indonesia's acceptance to host the 2027 Special Olympic World Games, the Special Olympic International hopes that talks on the organization will soon be continued by the two parties to discuss in detail the activity plan, the rights and obligation of the host. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. In his email, he thanked us for providing such valuable programming. He is grateful for the opportunity to learn about Indonesia and its culture through our programs. Hello, Mr. Bashir. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. We are also thankful because you always monitor our English programs every day. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. And here is the song.
Project Pop is in the house, y'all. Baby, oh, lihatlah dirimu seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Mungkin tak peduli, jangan berhenti, kayak mau mati. Baby, you gotta wake up. Kalahkan dengan cinta, rasa benci, dendam, dan sakit hatimu. Kalahkan dengan cinta, waktu kan sembuhkan, dan lanjutkanlah. Foto. I know that you miss him so you look so sick kayak dodo. Ayolah beranjak berangkat bareng teman-teman. Just having fun, nonton film, makan-makan, pergi liburan.
Asyika, karaoke,
asyika,
shopping-shopping,
asyika,
walking-walking,
asyika.
Simpen tinggal awak hatimu happy tenang.
Kembali manusia baru, yang lebih asik dan lebih seru.
begini, kamu yang rugi. Dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti, kayak mau mati. Baby, you gotta wake up.
That was the second song. You still tune to us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and 4750 kHz and our website in www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Pancerdor Beach, Pacitan, East Java. Pacitan is a district in East Java which has lots of unique tourist attractions. Besides being known as 1001 Caves District, it turns out that it also has many beaches that are not less interesting than other beaches in East Java. Pancerdor Beach, which is located in the Sidoarjo Pacitan sub-district, is part of the Pacitan Bay, which is in the easternmost part and directly faces the southern Java Sea. This beach has a dazzling panorama with the big waves typical of the southern seas. On this beach, pine trees are also planted, which function as seabelts. For visitors who love surfing, Pancerdor Beach is really to satisfy you with its waves. With a sandy seabed, this beach is suitable for all surfers, including beginners and those who are learning. At high tide, it is a great time for beginners to have fun. From May to October is the best time to surf at the beach. For those of you who don't have or bring a surfboard, you can rent it here. But if you like photography, hunting for photos at Pancerdor Beach will definitely be fun because it has lots of beautiful spots. Coconut trees and others around the beach add to the beautiful natural panorama. You can also witness and capture the sunrise, which gives a romantic and peaceful atmosphere. The route to visit Pancerdor Beach is not difficult. The location is very close to downtown Pacitan. The road conditions are very good and there is a very large parking lot. After playing on the beach and feeling hungry, around the beach you can find stalls owned by local residents selling food and drinks at affordable prices. In addition, there are a lot of gazebos where visitors can relax, sit around while enjoying the view of the clear seawater, white sand, and beautiful blue sky. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag,
I announced that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 until 800 words, area 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email in voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. For those who are selected as the winner, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia, 11th September 2023. For more information, please visit our website, www.voinews.id, and Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you became one of the winners. Well, listeners, wherever you are, before I sign out from a listener's mailbag program, I will play a beautiful song. And here is the song.
With words, got my mind to blow it out.
You have just listened to the third song. For the next segment, we will present to you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Indonesia halal vending machines now operate in Japan. Automatic vending machines selling authentic Indonesian halal products first appeared in Japan. This vending machine aims to market products and promote Indonesia as the world halal center. The Deputy Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Japan, John Cahyanto Bustami, explained this was the first vending machine in Japan that was made based on the promotion of exclusive products from one country. Since the pandemic, the embassy and related parties have started planning innovative steps to increase the marketing of Indonesian products in Japan. The presence of the automatic vending machine is a collaboration between the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo and the Ministry of Trade, Bank Indonesia, and the ASEAN Japan Center. Later, this vending machine will be expanded and placed in crowded centers, worship centers, and shopping centers throughout Japan. Various Indonesian food and drink packaging products appeared in the window of the machine, including Indonesian culinary specialties like rendang, balado, and nasi goreng or fried rice. The Director General of the National Export Development Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Didi Sumedi, emphasized that the marketing of Indonesian halal food and beverage products in Japan through the automatic vending machine is part of the promotion of Indonesia as the world's halal center in 2024. The government is committed to making Indonesia the world's halal center in 2024 so that steps need to be taken to encourage exports of Indonesian halal products. The vending machine are an innovative, collaborative, and effective steps in increasing export of these halal products. That was Miscellany today.
Thinking about you all day. Let's play a game of role play. You and I are superheroes here to give the world some fun. Everything we're doing is all for the greater good. Sounds so simple, but let's get things right. What we do, you may not really approve, but it's more like we. And I know you wanna spend the whole night. Spend the whole night. Wanna lose it, yeah.
wanna spend the whole night. Spend the whole night.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's music corner, I will present a song by Chico. Chico, a singer of Papua Batak descent, was born in Jakarta, 15 September 2002, and grew up in Jakarta. He started his musical career by participating in the talent search event The Voice Kids 2017 Season 2, and became a finalist on The Voice All-Star 2022. After many musical journeys and various singing events, this time Chico released the first single entitled Iman Kita Beda, which in English means Our Faith is Different. Through this song, Chico tells about how difficult it is to get approval from a love relationship with a different faith. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Chico entitled Iman Kita Beda.
Salah dengan cinta atau juga rasa yang hadir di antara kita berdua, namun semua ini tentang luka yang perlahan menyulitkan kita. Berdoa pun, amin kita tak sama. Mengapa kita terus memaksakan semua, menghindar untuk terluka, padahal iman kita berbeda. Sadarkah jika semakin lama bersama. Aku dan kamu dan semakin tersiksa. Amin kita tak sama. Mengapa kita terus memaksakan semua, menghindar untuk terluka, padahal iman kita berbeda. Sadarkah jika semakin lama bersama, aku dan kamu kan semakin tersiksa. Bukanku meragu atau ku ingin menyakitimu, namun bukankah benar kita tak akan bisa menyatu? Kenapa mungkin ku memaksamu ikutiku? Mengertilah kasih sebelum kita terjatuh. Mengapa kita terus memaksakan semua? Aku dan kamu kan semakin tersiksa.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Adakah satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa? Menjadi satu tanda tanya, apa yang sedang terjadi kini?
Kau buat aku tak bisa pungkiri rasa, tak pernah kusangka akan adanya satu tanda tanya yang akan membawa kita ke sana.
Oh, ada yang tak biasa
ke sana.
Oh, ada yang tak
Listener, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok account in VOI_official, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Ray, and here is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.